welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and Becky all drink a wine from Newton in California in their Skyside Cabernet. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight I'm joined by Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver.
Good evening. I'm just in the sky, and I decided to come down this side, and yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. I'm also joined by someone who is a lot more lucid, the Triple B.
Good evening.
Yes.
Rebecca, how are you now?
Freezing. Tired.
What? Rob hasn't turned the heat up, has he?
Grumpy. No. Well, Luke, you probably grumpy. That's okay. That's okay. Tired, grumpy, and sleepy. Those are dwarves in the Snow White, isn't it?
I also have glasses on, so I'm also Doc.
Doc. True. Mm-hmm. I know, folks. On tonight's show, Scott made a very veiled reference to the wine tonight. But just like Robert Bialy, we are back to North Coast. For a wine tonight. Now, one thing I'd like to clarify, because we were referring to only two areas in North Coast. North Coast means anything north of San Francisco. We were talking about Mendocino and
which
Lake.
Which is like a third of the state, right?
Well, it is. It's quite a bit. Zin, though, we normally
like
are going to...
at least two Ohios.
Mm-hmm. North Coast can mean, obviously, Mendocino can mean Lake, but it also can mean Sonoma. It can mean Napa. It can mean every fucking place up there. When you said Californian, might as well be. They just didn't have Paso, which I approve of. Nevertheless, on tonight's show, we have a wine from Newton Cellars in California. A big Napa producer. They make great Chardonnay. They make good Cabernet. They make very good wine. Well, they have a second label. And this second label is called Skyside. And I think I've referred to this show or this on the show before, how much I really enjoyed it when I've had it. Skyside North Coast Cabernet from 2017. You'll see it in your grocery stores, maybe not anymore because they might have removed it.
You
but
bought it all.
I did. But it's around $20-some. I think that I bought it for less than that. What did I buy it? $14? $12? Yeah. $12.99 is what I bought it for. But I think normally it's around $23. But, yes, Scott.
It's not really everywhere, per se. You know, it's hit or miss here for us.
Where it will be. Yeah, I think it was in the Kroger's, but it's just in that price range around $20. If
the Kroger's?
That, I might have said the Kroger's.
With an S.
Okay.
And you said the.
So my niece just pointed out that it really annoys her when people say Kroger's. And it's Kroger. There's no S.
I don't give a fuck.
I know, but it's odd how many people add that S,
I could fucking care. I could say the giant eagles.
I think it's weirder that you said the.
How about the Krogered? How about what? That? The Krogerist. I don't give a shit.
No,
K Roger.
The he was trying to be whimsical, but the Krogers is just.
There's nothing.
It slips out.
There's nothing whimsical about Kroger. How's that?
Well, you were trying to make it. Whimsical.
Yeah, it's just fine. It's there. Although
like didn't he half get owners of the little Kroger?
Yes, and they throw all your shit in the trunk, and they dumped a gallon of milk in my car. They cracked a dozen eggs. Dipshits.
They did throw in like 18 mini cupcakes today, and I was like, Rob, I didn't order these. And he said, I think they gave them to us because it was so bad.
She goes, we gave you cupcakes. I went, what are you fucking talking about? I don't know. I just got done.
I laughed so hard. The cupcakes that only, I guess, Henry and Luke can eat because they're not gluten-free or whatever.
Yeah,
but yeah, it was
like... But they're now nut-free, it said on the front. It's like,
I saw that.
The hell? I don't know. Here, we
when
fucked up.
When I first opened it up, I thought, oh my gosh, did you bring home the wrong groceries?
Might as well.
Right.
No, the kid, the dipshit dumb fuck, just took the dozen eggs and threw them in there. I mean, they were all crushed.
Yeah, all of them. All 12.
Yes. And they just had cleaned my car at the dealer. which they should. But and then it's got milk on the trunk. They even took out the mats and washed them.
You've had a hell of a couple days with your vehicle.
Yeah, I know. It's been pricey. That's okay, though. That's okay.
That's why we're drinking this discount.
Yes. Cab. Oh, well, discount from the rest of my life. I did buy more Ravenswood Vintners Reserve Zinfandel for $6.
So. You can't beat that.
No, you can't. Well, you can for much longer because it's the last of it, but that's okay.
He was, so I dropped him at Kroger's, and I was like, I know you're going to go buy something.
You insulted me, yeah.
I said Kroger's just now. Yeah. But anyways.
It slips out.
So I dropped him off at the big Kroger, and he came back out, and he said, I just bought some Ravenswood. And then a couple seconds later, and he's like, I bought six bottles.
I bought four bottles. Four, okay, just four.
Four bottles.
I should have bought six bottles. They're practically giving it away. It's wrong mm-hmm. not to buy it. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, on the show, Skyside Cabernet. An interesting, well-packaged, I think it's one of the prettier labels out there.
Yeah.
Red yeah. with gold trim. I think it's lovely.
It's sharp. There's it's pretty masculine.
Yeah, and
something you don't like. Is it the is it the font of Skyside?
It is. Yeah. That's it exactly. And
it looks like a discount font.
Well, it looks like they're trying to hide the name. It just doesn't pop. Well,
it doesn't pop. I guess they could do it in black or something like that. It'd be better.
Well, or just larger. Mm-hmm. Well, like Rebecca said, different font.
Yeah, like Bonanza. Yeah.
Bonanza.
Regardless.
But it's an attractive
label. For $20, it's pretty. It's $20, it's pretty, yes. Well, anyway, folks, we're going to take a break because we're going to center our minds. We're going to level set. We're going to drill down. We're going to use all those damn corporate terms. And then when we come back, we're going to drink the Skyside here on the Wine Vault.
Unlicensed taxi driver here. When I'm out on the road, mayhem is everywhere. Mayhem doesn't care, but your local Allstate insurance agent, Craig Walters, does care. Are you in good hands? Are you in the good hands of Craig Walters Insurance Agency?
And if you're not, folks, please give Craig a call. His number is 740-862-4585. You can also meet him at his office at 107 North Main Street, Baltimore, Ohio. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call. And we're back, folks. The Skyside from Newton in California. Some facts and figures about this wine. First of all, it is not 100% Cabernet. It's actually quite a bit of a blend. It is 76% Cabernet. Oh my! I was looking at the Skyside information, and they didn't provide it there. I'll have to dig deeper. I'm going to have to drill down. Is it?
Is on, yeah, the blend sure. specification.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, it's very obvious.
Well, there you go, skipping those multi-syllabic words again.
Yes, why don't you level set your ass? Anyway, 76% Cabernet.
Could you provide some more context for that remark?
Know. Yes, go fuck yourself. 15% Merlot, 6% Syrah, and 3% Petite Syrah. And it's over five counties across North Coast, from Napa to Sonoma to Mendocino.
I'm glad you brought that up, because it's really dark.
Yeah, here you go. Mendocino, Sonoma, Lake, Solano, and Napa.
Sonoma
counties.
Lake?
No, Sonoma, Lake. Yeah.
Oh.
Lake, yeah. Cool. Lake District. We've talked about Mendocino and Lake.
It's scary.
But a little Lake suspicious. Is scary. 10 months and 35% new French oak. So, that's good. Now, we're going to send you over to the Triple B.
The 18 had a different blend. It was 94. 5.5 Merlot and 0.5% Cab Franc.
And the Triple B is going to give us... I need to read one review, and then obviously the other two she can read, but...
I'm not going to be here if you read Wilford Wong's like that anymore.
What do you mean? It's Wilford! What's wrong with that? You don't know. That might be the way he speaks.
So their website is really weird. I'm scrolling down through it.
It is.
I'm trying to wipe my screen off because there's little... bits of debris, but no, it's not on my screen. It's on the website. It's like little bits of black fuzz. It's weird.
Or it might be on your screen.
No, it's scrolling away. I've tried to wipe it, and it's on the webpage.
I don't want to know what you're
doing. I don't
know
what it is.
Let's just not put a black light on your iPad.
I think it could be similar to what you had to do with Bo earlier today.
Shit. Okay. So I'll go through this. Becky, do you want to read it or do you want me to do it? I don't care.
Go ahead, Willie.
I mean, I don't want you to read Wilford's.
Oh, we can read Wilford's. You have to do it now.
It, is it?
Yeah.
Well, because you're the moral compass.
I can read Jim Gordon's.
Jim Gordon's.
Oh, that is weird.
Well, let me look at it. Let me look at that. I know what Bo's butt
looks. Are there supposed to be like ink blotches?
What is it? I don't know.
Their website is weird.
Oh.
Wait.
Yeah, that just looks dirty.
It is weird.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, that's not. That's not. No.
It's weird.
It looks like shit. It
looks like there's little bits of fuzz there. Mm-hmm.
Jim Gordon. Jim Gordon was. He is not working with Batman currently. He is reviewing things.
Commissioner.
Yes.
All right. Big in structure, this full-bodied wine shows moderate cherry and blackberry flavors and a surprisingly light mid-palate before tightening up a bit with tannins on the finish. It sounds lovely. 87.
Which is not a lot of the enthusiast points.
That's almost none of their points.
And they're a bit, what's the term, lady of the nightish with their points sometimes.
That's nicer than I was going to say.
Whorish?
I don't know. They can be.
No,
they're not as bad as some.
What do you mean?
96.
What?
Drink or hold.
It could be.
But this is Wilford. Wilford Wong. I'm not offensive.
Stop. Do it in a normal voice.
Okay, this is my voice.
No, okay. I will do it in normal voice. Sorry, Wilford.
You have to do Wilford's voice.
I do.
No.
I'll do the second show completely as Wilford Wong. So there you go. The 17th, this is commentary. See, it's a little bit there.
Commentary.
This Skyside Cabernet shows pretty.
You can't do it.
It shows the Brunel. No, I can't.
Just do it.
I can't.
No. You can't. No, I'll go upstairs and go she'll to be bed.
Mean. Oh, stop.
She will be. She's mean. The 17th Skyside Cabernet shows the pretty, delectable, and amicable side of the grape variety. Tasty notes. This is the way I talk. I don't know what you're talking about. This wine is smooth and round. Its aromas and flavors of black fruit, fragrant flowers. He must really be into
just say liberation. Aromas like Wilford.
Aromas! And a dusting of earth should pair beautifully with slowly braised beef short ribs, but obviously not mango chutney.
Mango chutney.
Oh my gosh, and the next one. It's just like all the stars have aligned. You've got Wilford, you got tasting. Where's James at? And Timmy. Well, we don't want over there. It's the tasting panel.
Oh my lord.
All five of them. Oh my gosh. They provided it 90 of their points.
And we thought the enthusiast was enthusiastic.
Apparently the decanter was busy. Made by winemaker Ann Dempsey. This brand new brand.
This new brand.
Well, brand new brand is true, too. From Moët Hennessy Estates and Wines, which is the Illuminati, originally hails from the Newton Vineyard Estate. Okay. So I don't know if it is owned by Newton. It's just it was Newton, and they stole it from Newton. They used eminent domain. Adverse possession.
Dropped an apple on its head.
It's loosely affiliated with Newton. How's that? Blended with 15% Merlot, allegedly. 6% Syrah, and 3% Petit Syrah from five counties across North Coast, it displays dry tannins and old world acidity. It's earthy with notes of graphite, violets, plum, soy sauce, and clove. Or if you look at it far away, dove. But it's clove. If you have a shitty printer. So those are that's the information about. Yeah,
it's distinctly a Newt Moët Hennessy Diageo LMVH product. They are the Illuminati.
But it was part of Newton, but not owned. But did they buy Newton? Perhaps they bought Newton.
They invested in it. January this year.
No, seeing that this.
Well,
was
that's seven. They're pouring millions of dollars into the Newton Vineyard this year. This is an article from this year.
Oh, okay.
Moët Hennessy invests to boost Napa Valley's Newton.
Exciting.
Yeah, no, not really.
So in the glass, it is dark.
It's really dark.
It is very dark. Yeah, it's Petite Syrah mixed in.
Yeah.
It's somewhere between crimson and it's not quite purple. It's like a dull crimson, sort of.
Did we have Newton's Unfiltered somewhere?
No.
Did we have that?
You're thinking of Nyers.
Okay.
We've had Nyers, Zinfandel, and I've had several Nyers products. I've had Newton before, not their cab, their Chardonnay. Their cab historically was hard to find. Think of it like...
we had Nyers at the top one night.
Yeah, we did. It was quite good. Nyers is a very good producer. Not quite as expensive as Newton, but Newton, I would like... It's a little more niche than like cake bread.
Mm-hmm. A little
but
bit more what?
Niche.
Or niche.
Mm. Niche.
There's several that are like in that kind of realm. But what is the cab going for? Is it $100? I think it's like that.
$135 for the puzzle.
Mm. Well, that's like their ultra premium, assuming that you collect Newton.
They call it their flagship.
Their flagship wine.
That's what refers to as their flagship wine.
It is a puzzle why they would...
The puzzle.
That's not a
curious name.
It's a stupid name.
Well,
not as stupid as cinema, but that's okay.
On the nose.
On the nose, beautiful display of blackberry.
Mm-hmm.
And raspberry, because it's a little jazzier than... Because I always equate blackberry to be a little bit flabbier. But this is a little bit of more pizzazz behind it.
And there's a herbal element in there.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly is. And cassis is in there as well.
A slight yeastiness. There's actually a lot going on in this nose. It's not mm-hmm. the biggest nose, but there's a lot mm-hmm. you can pull out.
Yeah.
A lot of black fruits. And it does, when you pull hard, it does have a bit of grape jamminess. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit.
It also has a little bit of the... I don't know. You can't smell acidity, but it, I don't know. It kind of smells like it is going to be acidic to me. Do you get that at all?
This nose makes you think acidity.
I don't know if it's like, I don't know that I would necessarily like the mentholated alcohol smell that we get sometimes. I don't think it's that. It just, I don't know.
There's a vanilla as well, but
vanilla at the end.
There's a lot. Of little pieces in that nose.
It's a bit more of an elevated nose. Not necessarily $50 elevated, but for $20.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a good nose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll give it that.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
You want to taste it?
We are.
Maybe it will be acidic. Maybe you're just thinking about last week. Because I can still taste that acidity.
Maybe. Maybe I have PTSD.
I just wanted to do it.
Yeah. You just be alley the shit out of that. I think Scott will like this. Mm-hmm. And think of the comparisons. We're going up against Decoy's Napa, which, you know, anything in the mid 20s. What are we looking at here?
Mm-hmm. The tannins are the first thing that.
Hits
me.
Yeah.
So, in transparency, the Derns have been polishing off Skyside for an extended period of time. About 6 weeks you've been...
It's been that long? Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's fair. It. Early January is when I originally bought it. Yeah, that's about right. I've had a couple bottles. And I have two more.
Yeah, I agree. The first thing that you is of note is definitely the tannins, but it's kind of nice. It's kind of... I'm going to call it a sneaky finish.
It is a sneaky finish.
Because it hangs on a little longer than you think it is, because it's not really this big finish, but yet it...
Has length, it has a bit of spice, but the oak is what then peaks back in, not in an impressive way. A lovely, toasty way.
That's the sneaky side of it.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you have tannins, you don't get like the black tea taste in it, but you really do on this one.
A lovely black fruit, soft, appealing mouthfeel on the front palate that then leads into your tannins. And yes, it does have a bit of acidity, but it's in balance. Yeah. But what really is nice is then that oak exposes itself, the French oak nature of it, expresses itself towards the finish, and it weaves into a lovely spiciness. That has a bit of herbaceousness to it as well. So, you know, you have like this really good quintessential representation of reasonably priced California Cabernet.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. It's just this is what you would hope a $20-odd California cab from a good producer would be.
I mean, you know, Josh makes North Coast. They think that theirs tastes like this. It does not.
No.
This is...
And the way that this is advertised, it doesn't really make you be excited to drink it.
No.
Because you think, oh, this is going to be all the leftover crap grapes that we've all drank 50 different ways.
Mm-hmm.
But they have made it come together in a really nice, like, harmonious way.
Well, and it's interesting the way they add different varietals to this. And then, you know, I had noted earlier that the 2018's markedly different.
It what it shows though is good winemaking.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. This is
we've had
artistically
this
made wine.
A hundred times.
Yeah.
So tasting it gone right is very nice.
You have nice grape stock sourced from different areas of this of California, and then it's put together in a cohesive, nicely done fashion that is a lovely expression of Cabernet.
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I honestly wish there was a little bit more oaking at the end. I think it could stand a little bit more, especially with how big the tannins are.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe I said that.
I mean, yeah.
It's nice. I just, I would like to taste more of it, which is a crazy thing I've probably never said.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's maybe just... have it stay a little bit longer because I like toastiness and then I like that spiciness that this has. There's two different sides.
Mm-hmm. And I think the wine is full bodied enough to handle it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's impressive that, you know, their oak doesn't taste like stomach acid.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, why is that, Robert? You know?
So crazy.
They didn't be Ally it. Go figure. Mm-hmm. I mean, well, how? Maybe she knows what she's doing.
I mean, we've had bad American oak. Every day. But this is just a nice, I mean, we don't see French oak in a California, what's the designation again?
North Coast,
California. Yeah. You just don't see French oak in Cali tons. And this is just a really, really nice.
Well, you also don't normally see the designation of North Coast treated in a very serious manner. Yeah. By normally you're going to say, this is going to be a Sonoma label, or I mean, not necessarily cheap Napa at this price, although some places have attempted to do that. And the advantage they've had is they've gone to these different regions and pulled good grapes where they weren't locked into a vineyard that was just young vine piece of crap, you know, in the floor of the valley. You know, I would rather drink this any day of the week than some shit version of Napa. That isn't any good. I mean, I'm looking at you, Decoy. I mean, their stuff. Well, their Napa was bad. Or Bonanza, for Christ's sake.
I think it's harsh to say that about
I just
one
said
bad
it.
Experience. I know. I think it's harsh.
I'll say it again. But I'm looking at you, Decoy Napa.
Easy.
So, something
I do not mind the Decoy Napa.
Something I wanted to discuss is the tasting panel's notes.
Yes.
They said it's earthy with notes of graphite, violet, plum, soy sauce, and clove.
Mm-hmm.
How many of those do you taste?
Well, I wasn't eating Italian Hot Pockets like they were when they were drinking the wine. So, you know,
like I'm at zero.
Bagel bites is what they. What would they? What would they have that night? Mom,
I'll give you that fruit.
Do we
that
have
they
pizza
named.
Rolls?
Strawberry Pop Tart.
We've got a quorum. We gotta do this. Let's get the sky side out.
Maybe they ate those free cupcakes we got in our car.
Who brought the Tang?
Which one would you give it?
What was the fruit?
Plum?
Yeah, I could give you a plum.
What about
you could pull
soy
plum
sauce?
Out if you wanted. Not so much.
No. Hey!
So gross. The other thing that I think does this wine a bit of a disservice is... the winemaker said that it would pair well with grilled pork tenderloin, barbecue short ribs, or slow roasted pot roast. This is not like your grandma's pot roast that's in the crock pot all day long. This is in like a nice, if you're making a nice sauce to go with your pot roast, sure. But not like the one that you sit in the crock pot for 10 hours. That's not what...
You got a BOGO rump roast at the at the Kroger.
Yeah.
Oh, this is freezer burned. Let's cook this now.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's shoulder blade roast.
By the way, the Newton has some single vineyard that goes for two bills.
Yeah.
Yountville, Spring Mountain, Mount Veeder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
$2.10 a bottle.
Yeah.
You should do that.
You have the cut of a man that would buy Newton. I'm not sure why.
Say that.
And I'm sure it's very tasty. And there are people that collect Newton. And I like Newton. But, you know, come on now. No.
What did Henry say?
When?
When you said the cut of a man, it reminded me. What did Henry want to ask Scott? Oh, Henry thinks that you should become an Iowa fan.
Oh, yeah. He thinks you're an Iowa fan because you wear Steelers clothes.
Because, they have the same colors as the crew and the Steelers.
He was ranting. He was mad about the OSU-Iowa basketball game.
Yeah, and he thinks you're like a traitor and that you should become an Iowa fan.
Yeah, that's what
he needs to talk to me about Ohio State basketball. I have much knowledge and go way back.
Mm.
His was just solely based on color choices, wasn't it?
Yeah, very much so, and he made a lot more sense than
he's also angry because he was eating an 18-point loss that could have been 40. Might as well have been 40.
Yeah, might as well have been 2. It doesn't matter, yeah.
You know, James Suckling gave the puzzle 94 of his points.
I found it puzzling.
And it was an editor's choice of the wine enthusiast.
I was going to say, because he's the editor and the only person involved with JamesSuckling.com.
No.
Choose this wine.
The wine enthusiast gave
was
it
Jim, was Jim Gordon the editor?
I don't know.
No. Yes.
Bruce
Wayne. Bruce Wayne's choice. He's the editor.
This one, you know, I get the 87. I'm not saying that's what I'm going to score it, but it just...
You get the 87 from the enthusiast?
Yeah.
They gave Dornfelder an 86.
I'm just saying that it just lacks some panache.
Yeah, it's panache.
It needs some panache, and it would be...
It lacks panache?
Yeah, lacks panache. It's just missing that thing that transforms it into a really special wine.
Oh, no. Nobody, I am never saying that this is a very special wine. I'm saying this is a very good wine. This is your solid, better than a base hit, but, you know, it's not a home run, but it's a really nice wine that has good elements, that is very, very versatile for red wine. And it's pleasing. Not all the time, though. It's time and place. Some nights I feel like a wine like this. Some nights I don't.
Right? It's pretty tannic to drink like every day of the week, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know this is North Coast, but this is... Am I wrong? This is the best North Coast we've had.
This is the best North Coast we've had,
anything.
Sure.
Any variety, any blend.
I can't say that I would know this is North Coast. I mean, how do you make that determination?
I'm saying is, you know, this isn't superior stock. This is the best part about this wine is the job the winemaker did in putting this together. The blend, the treatment with the oak. Sure. And
well, anytime that you have let's just call it a mutt, because it is a bit of a mutt. Obviously, you don't have enough percentage from one area. At least we don't know. Maybe it's all 90% from Napa and just like 2% from other places. I don't know. But presumably, although it would be odd if it were like 20-20-20, you know. You don't obviously, when you have a blend like that, first of all, the percentages. And then, you know, it's spread across a wide area. It is more on winemaking than it is necessarily the grapes that are grown, because it's not homogenous. It doesn't taste in that fashion, but it is pulled from different areas, so it isn't necessarily going to give you a wink or a nod from a certain appellation. So if you're looking for, I like Sonoma, there's not that kind of, it's the fruit structure that you like, and then there's the use of the oak. But those are all attributed, essentially. Obviously, you're not going to pick crap. They shouldn't pick crap. You can't take what Josh makes, which is Purple Death, and turn it into gold. You can't. You have to have good grapes that you're starting off with, period. you don't necessarily have classic grapes, but then again, you never have that in this price range. It doesn't exist. So, nevertheless, when you have a blend like this with 76, 15, whatever it is, 6 and 5 or whatever it is, that there itself is the winemaking.
Yeah,
she contributed to the blend and then contributed to everything else. So
I do wonder where this cab's from. If it is from a couple different
AVAs, or presume,
if it's from Lodi.
I would presume that a good part of it, if it's from Newton's Vineyard, that would mean Napa. So the area that they're carving out from Newton would be in Napa. So I would presume most of the cab probably is from Napa, and then they filled in with some other places.
Why wouldn't they say Napa?
Because it's not all from Napa. I mean, because, you know, maybe they're getting 60% of their stuff from Napa. That's okay. Not enough to say Napa. What are you going to do? You don't want to do a bullshit thing like Franciscan did. And then, you know, but they had Monterey and shit. They have Central Coast in there, so yeah. They can't do that. Yeah. But it's a better thing to say North Coast. Because it really is. That's the best descriptor when you're going across that wide area, too. That's the most honest descriptor.
I have a question.
Sure.
How would you know this is a California cab?
It doesn't have a minerality portion to it that would suggest that it's French. It's also a little bit, it's not jazzy, but it's a little more boisterous in the black fruits. And it doesn't have any real vegetal elements, whether it be positive or negative, that would suggest there's some sort of South American influence.
So you think you would get to California?
Yeah.
I would, you know, this could be a Australian imposter, but I don't drink it. We don't drink a lot.
Yeah,
of
we don't.
Cabs.
We don't know. Yeah, not recently, anyway.
Still, but
the French oak, I think, would just throw me off the most. I think that would be that I would get stuck on that for a while and be like, I don't really know where this is because that's not American oaking.
Well, the French oak is used though.
Yeah,
it's also not. I think it would be the combo that it's French oaked and it's not. It has fruit in it, but it's not a fruit bomb.
No.
And I think that those two things, I would steer away from guessing that this is Cali.
Well, you wouldn't say, I don't think that anyone would say that this is a 100% cab, partly because it's 76%, but it does taste of a blend. It tastes more of a Bordeaux blend, but a Cali version or a Washington version.
Right.
You might get hung up and say Washington, something from Columbia Valley. Because some of them emulate the way they did the oak a little bit.
This would be such a good guessing game because you would never guess North Coast.
No, some
I
of
mean,
the,
never.
Yeah, some of the Chateau St. Michel stuff, you know, emulate a little bit of that oaking. Yeah. Now, the fruit characteristic is all different, though.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you'd notice that. But you'd be in America, and you probably would get to Cali. Probably. I would.
I think I could do America's. I think I would spend some time thinking about it being in South America because of the oaking.
Well, I understand that because they use more French oak down there, but
and it's just so subtle.
But would you know that's French oak? You would know that it's good oak. If somebody, I mean, I don't know.
You
that
know
I
it's
would.
Good oaking, and I would say the oaking is so light. I think that's where I'm hung up that it's American is we just don't ever oak anything so lightly like this.
Well, they're supposed to. I mean, it's not
but
all.
We never do.
It's not all Bialy. I mean, you know.
No. But I think that's where I would be like, I don't know. This would be really good.
Yeah, I just think down there, they're a little more austere in
South
their style.
South America.
So, yeah, down there is what I refer to them as. But just like Trump. But nevertheless, they're a little more austere in their style. This is a little, it's not flamboyant, but it is a little bit more. It is a little bit more jazzy. It's a little bit more overt. Where they're a little more restrained and, you know, leaner, partly because they don't, well, not all their vineyards are quite as established as what we're talking about here, but also just their mindset. You know, this doesn't taste of a French mindset other than the use of the oak.
Speaking of not tasting of a French mindset, I had a horrible image that you popped back into my head when you said down there. I was watching sports and there's an advert and it's quite misogynistic. It's a company called Manscaped and sell razors. And I just glance up and there's a commercial for Manscaped and it shows a gentleman in his boxers and he's got a pair
what
of...
What channel were you watching? ESPN?
Per testicles?
It was the Fox Sports channel, Fox Sports Ohio. And he's going straight down his belly, and he heads towards his boxer, and then they finally... It was like, oh my God, I can't get that out of my mind.
Well, I bet you couldn't.
And you said down there.
You were so disappointed.
Then the next commercial, it starts out the same with Manscaped, but this time it was trimmers for nose and ear hairs.
Did any of them...
Which is equally kind of disgusting, but it didn't have the same imagery for me. Disturbing.
Well,
imagery.
I don't think you were disturbed.
I was quite disturbed. Thank you for bringing that back.
Did anybody shave their head with those things?
Well, so... And no. Here's the other thing about turned on. It wasn't like it was this.
Oh, you were turned on.
It wasn't like it was this.
It's not supposed to be erotic, but. What?
Cut hairy dude using the Manscaped trimmers.
Oh, that would have made a difference for you.
It was this guy with kind of a reasonable beer belly.
Also, okay.
So it was like.
So you fat shamed him. You're like, you know what? He doesn't do it for me.
No, it's like, no. Why isn't he cut?
You okay? We're going into an area we don't need to go.
Etched into my mind, and you brought it back.
I'm sure it is etched
by saying
your mind.
Down there.
It's etched into your mind, and obviously. So, folks, we're going to take a break after we've had these wonderful revelations about Scott's inner thoughts.
Manscaping.
Yes, and right back here on the wine vault down there. We're right back. Hey everybody, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back. And we're back, folks. So, on tonight's potpourri, we are going to do listener emails, but just one of them. We had an email come directly into us. And we decided, because of the individual that sent the email.
Right.
And the fact that they are slightly militant, we probably should put them to the top of the pile and just put everybody else in the dumpster.
What I was going to say is, what? Off air, we were talking about people skipping to the front of the line.
Yes, this person has a privilege.
And so I...
They are white, so...
I feel like this person also skipped to the front of the line.
It did. And it's you, the triple B.
Mm-hmm.
But... One of the bigger reasons why this question skipped the front line is because it's actually a good question. And it's something that we're going to enjoy answering, except for Scott, who's going to just screw it all up. But nevertheless, the Triple B said, or asked, she needs to buy, not for me, unfortunately, six bottles.
Oh, six, yeah.
Different bottles.
Yeah.
Of California Cabernet around $20.
That's not exactly true.
Not California?
My coworker is turning 50.
Okay.
And we're going to surprise her with six bottles of wine.
Oh.
And the only wine that anyone knows she likes is, what did I say?
Oberon.
Oberon Cab.
Which nobody likes Oberon. I mean, you know, that's a unicorn kind of situation.
So that's the one that they can remember she likes is Oberon Cab. And so at first they were like, let's just buy her six bottles of Oberon. And then Rob was like, oh, well, they're, what'd you say, Rodney Strong?
I said, yes. Yeah.
And so then we were like, oh, maybe we should do a mixed six pack of wine. So anyways, that's what we're looking at doing. Mm-hmm. And so I asked Rob, what would you recommend? And he said, oh, we should do this as a potpourri.
We
should. Our minds.
Mm-hmm. Number one I said was Rodney Strong's Alexander Valley Cabernet.
Mm-hmm.
About $23. Quite good because it's Alexander Valley and I love Alexander Valley and I'm a shill for it. But these should be bottles, Scott, that you can also buy. Skyside, you can't really get. So you can't put
it
in.
Yeah, it should be.
But if we're talking about reds, just in general, why not Dry Creek Valley Zinfandel?
I was going to say Creek Zinfandel. That was exactly what was in my mind right now.
Why not that?
I don't know that we're just talking reds or if we're just talking similar to Oberon.
Well, for Oberon, I would suggest Tidy Bowl. Now, Oberon, Scott, we recently had their Sauvignon Blanc and we hated it.
It was not good.
It was horrible.
I was under the impression that there really weren't Sauvignon Blancs that were that bad, and I was wrong.
You're like, I didn't think that Sauvignon Blanc could get to that poor of a quality. But, hey, it made me a believer. What? So we're doubting, and not that I've had, and I've had Oberon 15 years ago, because who the hell drinks Oberon? But I think that whoever...
It'd be nice, this is her birthday.
I know, so we want to make it a good birthday.
Yeah, but, I mean, she likes what she likes.
But how do they know that she likes... how does anybody know that she likes Oberon? Do they have pictures of it?
I think she at one time gave a list.
Oh, and Oberon was on there?
Mm-hmm.
She just liked the name Oberon?
I've got a suggestion. I don't think either of us have done this one in a while. And we really, 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 really liked this a couple years back. Fry Carano, their Merlot. We really like that. And that's what, about 20?
Maybe it's 1999. Yeah, it is. I mean, once again, I don't know.
Easy to drink.
I don't know. I mean, I haven't had it in a couple years. I've always liked their Cabernets, but that's like $35.
But we really like that Merlot.
We did that
drinkable.
I've liked it like three different times. I've drank it. Yeah. It's all been all three times. But once again, if someone says, "Rob, do you want to drink Fry Carano Merlot? Or do you want to drink Dry Creek Zinfandel?" I'm going to say, "Give me the Dry Creek Zinfandel because that's fucking delicious."
Yeah,
but we're just, I think we're talking about Cabernet.
Sometimes you'd pick that Merlot. I think.
No, I would not.
If you had both those bottles, I think
I would always, always open the Dry Creek and it would go down the hatch. I wouldn't ever pick the Fry Carano Merlot. I'm not going to drink that fucking Merlot.
I think you would.
I feel bad if we do, if I know she likes Cab, mm-hmm. and then we do a Merlot and a Zin and four Cabs. I feel like we could maybe do one non-Cab.
That would be the Dry Creek bottle.
Yeah.
That would be like, and let me tell you why you're wrong kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But Cabernets. I think the Rodney Strong Alexander Valley is a good choice.
Okay.
After that.
Any of these Chileans we've been doing.
Yeah, I mean,
any of them.
Well, what one can you get, Scott?
Well,
I mean,
you can't.
The Santa Carolina, I would recommend in a heartbeat, but it's not in right now, and it's cheap too. It's way under that. You know, the Alpatagua's, I would recommend those, but that, well, you can't get them right now.
Can't get them right now.
Oh, you know what? You can get. You can get the Escudo Rojo. The Escudo Rojo is $17.99, and it's delicious. She would love that.
For me.
Escudo Rojo.
That's not spelling.
There's another Chilean line called Calcu.
That is.
I have not had the Calcu yet.
It's really good.
We'll find out soon on the wine vault, but it's in the wine vault. But I'm suspicious.
It's a friend.
That's delicious. She would absolutely flip over that. And remember, that was, you guys weren't as high on that because it was very jazzy. But hey, whatever. Washington, you go over to Washington. Do we want to go over to Washington?
Though? Anything from Horse Seven Hills?
Not ever anything. I mean, yeah.
What from Horse Seven Hills we have not liked? What, name one?
I don't know. Yeah. I'm sure that if you looked hard enough,
there's not.
The Indian Wells by Chateau Saint Michel.
Normally is good. More. I think it's a little
17,
more.
It should be $17.99. Should be. If it's any more than that, don't buy it.
We're going to buy it.
Oh.
And they're going to Venmo.
If it's available, it's going to be crazy. Golly Mountain from Israel.
I think that's weird.
Yeah, that's, you're weird.
But that's, it was good.
You're weird.
You all are stupid. That's all I can say.
I don't think she's looking for a lesson. I think she's just wanting to have a nice birthday.
That is a nice birthday. We liked it.
I know.
17, 18 for the Chateau Saint Michel. At least, you know, the discounted online prices, so I don't know what you can get it for locally.
And James Sucklin will attest to the Escudo Rojo, but the Escudo Rojo is a delicious cabernet.
So if we have several that are $17, $18, we could probably do a 30-ish dollar bottle.
Boy, why aren't you my friends at my 50th birthday?
You're not 50.
Well, what if I was? If I aged prematurely? I feel old.
I mean, like you do already?
Yeah, no. I could be old. That's a good damn... Did anybody, when you were 50, get you that? That's a damn good... And your coworkers?
Like I got a bunch of bourbon.
But did you get that?
They got... That's a damn bourbons. Good burf.
First of all, folks, Triple B and her fellow employees are very nice to their other employees. That's a very nice gift.
$30. They were like, everyone normally contributes $10. And then my boss was like, I think we can each do 20.
Yeah.
If it's her 50th birthday.
It's a big deal.
Well, and this was also 5 seconds after I found out Rob's car bill, and I was like, speak for yourself.
That's true. It's emotional.
$1,500 thermostat. It was not.
First of all, it was $1,446, and it was a thermostat, water pump, and everything else.
Only because they told you you had to replace everything with the thermostat.
Well, you should.
Rob also sure told me it was $1,300.
Of course you should.
Well, it was before tax. It was $100 tax. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uncle Sam, as they called it. You got Uncle Sam on top of that. That's what he said. I went,
except that's a state tax. That's a local tax.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah, well, the
government doesn't have a sale.
Well, I didn't say he was very smart. Let's think here.
Yeah, it's a Mikey.
Around 30, Mikey 30 bucks. See, that's a different price range right there. I mean, Ferrari Corona is a little bit higher than that. One I don't mind, but there's some I might go. But see that like that's like Central Saint Jean Sonoma County Cabernet no longer exists that I know of. You can't get that. You
can't find it.
I don't even know if they make it. Boy, let's think here. Well, it's redundant, but right, Rodney Strong's Knights Valley Cabernet, if it's out there, is good. That's very good. You know, St. Supre's Cabernet is just a few bucks more than that. They're Napa. It's like 34. And you could, like, throw one of those things out and get, like, a CS and get it done. And that's a $14 Cabernet, although I'm not sure she'd like that. And once again, I know that you've endorsed it, but I have not had the most recent vintage.
I recommend that all the time. People love CS.
I know. But
anything or Seven Hills.
Yeah.
No, just anything or Seven Hills.
Maybe we could do like a shopping cart and see what's available and kind of wear that.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. And that's the thing. I not having Oberon recently, I mean, I can't imagine it's good, you know, but.
When I looked on the wine.com app, Oberon was $21.99, but all the ones that they recommended that were similar were like 35 plus.
Like what did they recommend?
I don't remember, but I was surprised just how far off in price those were.
Did you know McManus is truly undervalued?
It absolutely is.
Yeah. You could do McManus. What do they have, an ultra premium? What's that atrocious thing that we had from Winte, 1884?
H3 is a Chateau Saint-Michel brand.
Yes, it is. Did you not know that?
Here's some things that are similar to Oberon. Provenance, 47.
No.
But, I mean, I'm just saying price-wise, it's not, not a comparable.
Red tagged on many shelves for 22.
But if you're spending $21.99, how is the comparable over double?
It's not, because no one ever pays $47 for a Provenance.
Then the next one is Robert Mondavi Napa Valley Cab, $42.
That's $27 all day long.
Martin Ray Synthesis.
Yeah, I don't know.
$40.
Martin Ray, well, first of all, you can get that for $34. And Martin Ray's Napa Cab at about $20. That's garbage. So.
Silver Ghost. $37.
Are you familiar with Silver Ghost?
I'm not.
I've never heard of that.
Jameson Ranch, Vineyards Double Lariat.
No. I don't. The Oberon's not doing too well for itself. It's
Venom Cellars Napa.
No. Okay.
Hess Alomi Cab. They said BV.
Which BV? The just the Napa or the Rutherford? Or?
Yeah, Rutherford.
Really, the Rutherford? Because they have a BV Napa, and that's probably closer to Napa.
And then the other helpful category that they had was best sellers from the region. Mm. Have you all ever seen that at the bottom?
Mm-hmm.
So, again, for this wine... Oh, geez, hold on.
Oh, yeah, you're on wine.com.
Mm-hmm. So, for this wine that cost $21.99,
mm-hmm.
the best sellers are... Senegal Estate Reserve, $199.
$199?
Staglin Salus Cab, $118.
I know Staglin, yeah.
Pattis Brilliance, $95. And Covenant Cabernet, $99. Those are the best sellers. I find that very hard to believe that their best sellers are is 100 plus. All of them are 100 plus.
And other than Staglin, it's not ones that... You know, you really hear about Silver Ghost. What the hell is Silver
yeah,
Ghost?
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know.
What about Golden Double Lariat?
What about Golden Shower Reserve?
Yeah, it's like...
I know about Double Lariat. It's on discount shelves at Giant Eagle right now. All the Jameson. What about Rutherford Ranch? Do they have anything from
that?
What
them? About renaming that Double Golden Lariat?
Why not? Or just discontinuing it because they have on the shelves.
Yeah, but whatever that wine.com algorithm is jacked.
It you is know, jacked.
I had one of these bottles. What the bottle? Canoe Ridge Estate.
Sure.
Chateau St. Michel. Yeah, $30.
I just drank
nice.
It.
That's a good one. You know, 90s.
You just had it not too long ago. Well, just a sip of it. I had a bottle, the 13.
Tell me what it is again.
Chateau St. Michel, Canoe Ridge
Estate.
Mm-hmm. It has nice depth. Mm-hmm. That being said, I think the Escudo Rojo is pretty similar to that at $17.99.
You know, if you've got money left over, you could get a bottle of the Chateau St. Michel Harvest Select Sweet Riesling.
Mm. You could.
The late harvest.
What about the Arroca?
Arroca.
Yes, we've had that. And we said no.
There's also the Cold Creek that comes in at $32 of your dollars.
They're going to taste similar.
I think either of those
are good. Mm-hmm. That's 10 wines, not including the Apatagwas, the Santa Carolinas that are difficult to find. But if we are buying on a day that they have it.
Randomly.
That's really good. So do you want me to tell you the final list?
Sure.
That we came up with? So Oberon, Rodney Strong, Alexander Valley Cab,
yes,
Dry Creek Zin, which I can't believe I didn't think of that. That's just like a lovely...
Dry Creek Cab, too, if they've got that. That is very good.
I've never had their cab.
It's very good. It's from Dry Creek. Go figure.
You said I've had it.
You have had it.
I don't remember it, and I can't believe it.
You loved it. It's nice, big, tannic wine.
I'm
good
sure
wine.
I did. And then the Chilean category, which we'll see what they have. Chateau St. Michel... Horse Heaven Hill, Ferrari Carano Cab, St. Supre Cab. I put CS and then Chateau St. Michel Canoe Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think, when I mentioned the Ferrari Carano, you should just have other on your list just in case you can't get your hands on the Dry Creek, but Segesio too.
Hey, what about Fry Brothers? We're in that price range. Our Alexander Valley Cabernet is like, it's $28. But you can buy it for $3.99 in the shopping cart. Discount. It's
a value.
It's awkward. I think it's great. It's delicious. Put us on the list, please. We're not on anybody else's list.
No. Oh, you're on the list, pal.
When you were saying that it's such a nice gift, I think that she's worked at my company for 29 years, too.
I know.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Good
that
for her.
Cool. That's cool. Yeah.
She is a... The company I work for is very generous in their PTO, the longer you're there, you know? So she's probably at like a solid 6-8 weeks of PTO every year. Mm-hmm. It's a nice,
mm-hmm.
nice good. Position to be in for sure.
Well, folks, there's some ideas for Becky's wine purchasing for her.
You're buying it.
Well, I don't have any money. Anyway, for that. Nevertheless, folks, we're going to take a break. And then we'll be right back here on the Wine Vault. We'll be right back. we're back, folks.
Somebody was just losing their mind over an inventory system.
I was. It's emotional for me. But nevertheless, you know what isn't?
I'm not done giving this. I'm not done talking about this.
We're on the air.
I know.
Well, you need to quiet down. Know your place. Anyway, Skyside Cabernet from North Coast, the 2017 vintage. We're going to go around the room. You know what? We never did scores of integrity, but it's too late now because mm-hmm. Scott has no integrity. We're going to go over to the Triple B. Jeez.
Before I do my score, Scott, yes. Will you tell our listeners about the nuts that you started getting at Trader Joe's?
And not the nuts you saw in that dude that was escaping his man.
Well, it didn't go down that far, thank God.
Yeah, that's, well, at least he didn't go down that
just
far.
Just to the top of the boxer. But, so what was most disturbing was there was a plain road stripe straight through the man hair. It was ridiculous.
There's commercials like this on all day long. Why did this just... Well,
I'd never seen it before.
You've never seen a man before?
I'd never seen the Manscaped commercial before.
Let's
of
pause.
A man shaving himself.
Let's
in the manner that this guy did.
Put that in timeout. Yes. On the parking
let's
lot.
Let's compartmentalize that.
Uh-huh. And let's talk about the nuts that you started getting from Trader Joe's.
Yes. D's nuts right here.
D's nuts. What is that? Guara? Almonds? The most comparable I could do is Americana.
Mm-hmm.
Almonds.
But better,
lightly
I feel like.
Tossed in olive oil mm-hmm. and sea salt, which I've long done that little trick. Mm-hmm. They're fantastic.
They're so good.
Most of them are split too, which uh-huh. is, you know, so you've got some different. It's not that they're not crisp. They're a little softer than most almonds are, I think.
Yeah.
And it's just one, they're just delicious.
We were talking about these maybe last week where they're partially. They're almonds. They have a little bit of that cashew sweetness in them.
Yep.
But they have the like addicting nature of a sunflower seed. I mean, they're just so good.
There's a like a creamy taste mm-hmm. about them, almost like mm-hmm. a dairy. They're fantastic.
They're so good. Okay.
Trader Joe's, who is, come on, you can't fire people because they raised issues with the coronavirus.
What is wrong with them?
Dum dums. That guy. Either he did something really bad with a customer mm-hmm. before that, but it doesn't sound like
it. Do you read
it.
This mm-hmm. about Trader Joe's? One of their employees wrote a letter to the president.
CEO?
Yeah, and complained that some of their stores don't have proper ventilation to protect them against COVID, and they wanted to start allowing more people in and all that. And he's like, hey, listen, the ventilation system is not strong enough or powerful enough for that.
They fired his ass, didn't
they? He listed about 12... things
mm-hmm.
It's real specific, and one of his issues was he thought that Trader Joe's should have a three strikes you're out policy. If you if we have to tell you three times put your mask on, you're out.
Okay.
You know, it's a funny thing, I had gone to Trader Joe's today. I'm confident they'll do the right thing.
I'm confident.
And they had a different sign. It said zero tolerance. You wear the mask, zero tolerance, or you're not welcome.
Well,
at least in Columbus, Ohio, that was there.
I don't think it's worth
it. But he got allegedly discharged for taking a wrong view and not sharing their values with their customer base.
Whatever.
You know, it's against the law to discharge someone from their employment because they raised a safety and health concern.
Well, I don't
even if it doesn't have merit.
Maybe
I was just going to say.
Maybe he was a skeevy bastard.
I was just going to say, Scott. Do you think that he has a future in OSHA?
No, I don't think.
Only if he's a skeevy bastard. So
okay, so on to my score. There are some things that I love about this wine. I don't feel like this wine is something that you would be like, oh, it's so crazy good, or not that, I don't know. I wouldn't call it unmemorable, but I wouldn't call it memorable. It's just a nice wine.
Yeah.
It's a nice drinking wine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that what I will remember from this is that it's nice and it is from North Coast. And I couldn't believe that.
Well, those two things are not necessarily the
one
same.
Of these things doesn't belong.
I feel like like a year when you're trying to describe this wine to me, you'll be like, same. You remember it. It's from North Coast, but it was good. That's how you would.
Yes, but it was think? Good. You're like, what? Yeah. I've never had this before.
Hey, this is from North Coast, but it's good.
Yeah.
Really? Would you say, this is the best wine we've ever had from North Coast?
Yeah.
That's true.
It is true.
It's low bar, but it's true.
With that accurate. Designation, North Coast.
Yes, yeah.
It's true. Usually, you know, bad. You look at something, you go, oh, it's North Coast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What do you, ooh, North Coast. Ooh, so exciting.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. But beyond that, the tannins are what really sticks out to me. And I love the black tea that goes into the tannins. I think that's just really, really nice. It doesn't have some of the more elevated things that we like in cabs, which is fine. The French oaking is really nice. And like I said, I honestly could handle more of it, mm-hmm. which is never something that I say ever. But I am going to give this an 88. Mm-hmm. I think it's a really solid drinking wine. I would definitely buy it.
You have.
To our listeners, I would buy it. Oh. I think it's a great wine to have in your collection and drink regularly.
Yeah, it's
particularly
ageable.
At the price point you're getting this on the clearance at.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's insane.
$12.99?
In the 20s, you're happy with that.
You'd buy it once in a while.
Yeah.
It might be on your list. Oh, yeah. I might pick up a bottle of Sky Saver.
I feel like my top price where I feel like I'm getting a good deal on this would be like 22-ish.
Yeah.
But fair. You finding this at 12, it's like definitely buy it.
It's a steal. Yeah. So the tannins are wonderful in this. But for me, the best part of this wine is the job the winemaker did on this.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I would love to just have someone whisper in my ear and say, yeah, this cab from Lodi. Just what is this really, you know?
Uh-huh. It's not Lodi.
Then I'd really go, God damn, she did a great job. But it's fantastically made. Mm-hmm. I said, it's missing something. I'm right there with Becky at 88, except I'm going to go 87.
Okay, comrade. Dumbass. I, though, will go next. And I like this wine.
Really?
Yes. I like this wine a lot. It's lovely. It has good structure. The oak really is the party piece here. But one thing we didn't really stress is it's balanced. It really mm-hmm. is balanced.
Yeah.
And that's a nice thing.
Yep.
So often you get these wines that are offensive in some fashion. There's just some aspect of it you just can't stand, whether it be the fruit is it's a cherry bomb, or the oak is oppressively sour, or this or that.
Or there's some hideous streak in the middle that you're like, oh, that's a great point.
This wine doesn't have any of those
things. It really doesn't.
And beyond that, it goes beyond being non-offensive to being nice mm-hmm. in all aspects. It's like that character on Mortal Kombat that just had a skill set that was just kind of a level thing. And it made it even and balanced, but it wasn't exceptional in any one area. Mm-hmm. And that causes an 88 in my points. It's recommended, though. Mm-hmm. An 88 is one of those wines. It's that area where I find enjoyment in a wine, I will buy it again.
Yep.
And I have, naturally. But I will try the 18 when I see it once in a while. It's not going to be something you buy all the time at that price, simply because there's other things that I'll buy below. And, you know, it's one of those things, like when we were talking earlier on the potpourri about someone that likes Oberon Cab. And so you feel inclined to buy a Cabernet to match what you've already drank. I don't have that. Mm-hmm. That I'm not I'm not tethered to a varietal.
Right.
So if I'm going to spend $23, hey, there's Dry Creek Zinfandel. I'm going to drink that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to gravitate necessarily to that $20 bottle of wine because I'm going to drink a different varietal that costs less. That's more. That's exceptional. But this wine is a very solid value. And now, at $12.99, it's ridiculous. If you saw that at that price, that is obscenely cheap.
Yeah, you should buy what they have at that price.
Yes, it's obscenely cheap. But it's a rare wine in the fact that, A, it's North Coast, so we assume it sucks. But, B, it's just nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know what? There's a lot of place in this world for something that's just nice.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Yep.
So, Bravo. Well, no, I'm not going to say Bravo because it's the Illuminati of Illuminatis. But
you
know what?
Are you going
to
tip your cap?
I'm going to tip my cap to the winemaker. What's her name?
Where could the world use some?
Ann Dempsey.
Yeah,
Ann Dempsey. Ann Dempsey, tip of the cap. And you know what? We're going to find other things that you make.
Cal Davis Vineology Program.
Well, we're going to find other things that you make. Yeah. And we're going to try them.
Do you think?
I think she's Skyside.
Who has Googled her, Scott?
I'm sure he
has. She was on the website. I did not Google her.
He said, Ann Dempsey nude pics, probably.
No, I was just going to say, is this going to be...
Damn it. There's nothing.
Stop.
How dare you?
I've got a computer virus now.
Go there. Of course.
Not again.
She did not have the second leading cookbook of this pandemic year.
You know you did that. That's the first thing. Oh, it's a woman. So-and-so nude. That's what you do. You just have that look of your man. You're like, wow, why doesn't she have her nude pics online? Because she doesn't have nude pics, asshole. That's
why.
Disgusting. So, 288s and an 87 recommended. Tip of the cap to Ann Dempsey.
I got a request.
I don't want to. No, she doesn't want to give you nudes.
You.
What? I'm not going to give you nudes either.
Say aromas with Willie's voice.
What's it? And now, folks, before we leave, we're going to read the Wilford Wong review properly. Commentary. You already went upstairs. This is Wilford Wong. The 2017 Skyside Cabernet Sauvignon shows the pretty, delectable, and amicable side of the grape variety. Tasting notes. And I wish they wouldn't put my diary on the damn website. Stupid sons of bitches. I talk about all my issues. And I, like Scott, I saw that manscaping commercial and I had all sorts of weird feelings. And I had to change my pants afterwards, just like he did. Anyway, tasting notes. This wine is smooth and round, just like that man's testicles. I'm sorry. Anyway, its aromas and flavors of black fruit, fragrant flowers. And a dusting of earth should pair beautifully with slowly braised beef short ribs. I tasted this May of 14, 2019 in San Francisco. There you go, folks. So, for Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, and the Triple B.
And Wilford Wong.
That's right. We are going to bid you adieu. But we will see you next time here on the Wine Vault. Good night.